people who are in need hear the gospel. That's what Jesus said. I didn't come to preach to the righteous. Really, it's not that they were righteous, that they thought they were. People who think they have no need. Like it says in the book of Revelation to one of the churches, he says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And he says, but you don't know that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness doth not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. That's the end of chapter 3 in Revelation, chapter 3. But point is, people don't see their situation. They think they're full and they're fine. They don't need the gospel. The gospel doesn't speak to them. It doesn't move them. And so, it's natural that a lot of kings, they have the gospel, and like, well, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. But they don't want to commit themselves. Powerful men have too much to lose in the world. Slaves have everything to gain. Sinners have everything to gain in the gospel. People who are big time religious people, in a denomination, have very little hope of being instructed by me. I say some pastor listening to me and he's convinced, well, what can he do with his denomination? All he can do is leave his denomination. Because the denomination, that name that's on you, is the name by which you are named. We be Baptists. We believe Baptist doctrine. But they have disagreements, so they split up. We be the Southern Baptists. We be the Anabaptists. We be the Seventh-day Baptists, and et cetera, et cetera. People, they all like, oh, we got to worship on the seventh day. Oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. And they have their disagreements. And if you disagree with your little group, you go out. The chances of changing those little groups for the better, they can be changed for the worse. Let's ordain homosexuals. Let's marry them. Now you got a good shot with that in a lot of groups. As far as for changing towards righteousness, for the better, for the truth of the gospel, I don't like your odds. You know why? Because those organizations are sinful, and that which is corrupt cannot be made righteous except it be purged of all the old leaven. And you know what? Some things just are worthy to be burned. You're not going to repair it. Don't try, even. Just burn it. Like sometimes clothes get so filthy. You don't wash them. Just throw them away. Get rid of them. Burn them. I just mean in the sense of like, hey, burn it down, man. Burn it all down. Amen. Concluding the book of Philippians.